Oh, maybe I was recording. I think I was on pause. I don't think I was recording. Anyways, we're talking about an article that we're going to be posting on the page for you so that you can read it in a little more detail than what I'm describing. But there's been an age old, what is the word for it? Just a back and forth. What is it? Does the emotion come first, or does the response in the body come first? The response in the mind come first? What leads to what? And the thinking in before this, our times right now, was that if you saw a bear, the emotion of fear came up, and the thoughts and the followed, and the physical response in the body followed for you to run away. That's what psychologists had said. What meditators knew, and now what this article is also validating, is there is kind of what we talked about last Saturday, which is that you see the bear and something fires in your body. And then the emotion follows that. And the good news here is that if the emotion follows the sensation, the triggering in the body, you have a lot more control over that emotion. And so where I see a little bit of overlap, and if you weren't there Saturday, then let me know and I'll explain a little bit more. But we talked about this idea that for us, if we can look at emotion as karma firing, karma that we are here to balance and heal, then it gives us a lot more space and room around that. And it helps us be responsible for that rather than blaming it on the rest of the world. And so to me, it's kind of like they're calling it the amygdala firing, these other parts of the body firing. In Kriya Yoga, we would say your karma is firing. But either way, there is something that fires. And what happens once it fires is under your control. So I'll post this article. It's an easy read. You know, these people are such good writers these days. They make it really easy to read, easy to follow. And so with that, welcome everybody. It's good to see everyone. And before we kind of just practice some of our techniques, any questions on what I just said or questions from Saturday's class? Not that I might answer them right now, but so much as that I'll keep them in mind as we do our practicum, and we'll certainly address them before class is over. Lisa, yeah.
This is not a question regarding last Saturday's class. This is more related to yesterday, just as a point of sharing. That when you got to the point in our discussion where you started talking about...
So let me just so Marcia, Lisa is referring to the teacher training that they have on Sunday mornings. So she's referring to something out of that. So we'll find out what she's talking about here in just a minute.
Yeah. Okay. So you started talking about in the weekend, and you started listing what had happened to your uncle.
Yes.
Niece. Am I freezing?
You are freezing. What if you stop the video and just let the audio go? Can you stop the video for a moment and we can just hear the audio?
How about now? Switching Wi-Fi networks.
Okay, we can hear you now. I live there, Lisa. I know. It's so frustrating. Okay, try again.
You, for the Tel Aviv class, you just started talking about how plans change.
Yeah.
Something happened to your uncle.
My uncle had a stroke. Yeah.
Your niece, you started listing the things. And I just, did you not see me doing this?
Yeah.
I finally turned my camera off. I went to every thing that we're doing. I was holding on that finger. I thought, you know, and I was like, wow, interesting that I'm slipping right into that really quickly. It didn't become a full blown, you know, episode. Anxiety.
Yeah.
But I really had to turn my camera off, turn the volume down. It's like, wow. Okay. So that was informative. I felt really unsettled for about a solid hour.
Wow.
So there's a trigger for me.
Okay. So then let's
very fear-based, right?
Very, but let's do this. Let's work with that fear. We'll start with that technique of having tea with our fear.
Yeah. Yeah. I went back to that page and I just kind of laughed, like ironically laughed, like, ha, 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 not so funny.
Not so funny. I know. So let's remember this about having tea with our fear, and tea is symbolic, right? It could be coffee. It could be you made a beautiful little lunch. It's something that involves enough of a ritual that you are preparing something with attentiveness, with some caring. It's like my uncle, had been so excited we were coming to town, and he had planned this beautiful meal to share with us, right? There's that, this is important. So I'm going to give some extra attentiveness and care to this spread, whatever it is. Okay. And so that's what's important about this, that it's special. It's special. And when we are doing this, we are doing it only in increments that we can handle. So we go into this knowing that it may be a short tea. It may be a short one. And we know it's an ongoing process. This is an ongoing relationship. This is not just once I'm going to sit down and invite my fear to tea, and then I'm cured. Now, that might happen. That might happen. And I guarantee you, the more you use this technique, the more you use this technique, the more it'll be like this. Oh, I get it. Okay. But in the beginning, these fears are so tender. They really are, you know, and we need to give them that sense of just really honoring them and coming from a place that there's nothing wrong with us for having the fear, and there's nothing silly or weak or selfish or shameful about this fear. This is part of our wholeness coming back, is taking these parts of ourselves seriously, paying attention to them, and not just brushing them off. Being kind. And so I'm sitting here going, was everybody there though the day we talked about this? Or am I talking, or has everybody had a chance to watch the video from that morning? Is there anybody who's listening to me and not following me? Which could be as much me. So please let me know so I can clarify before we go into the technique.
Which morning are you talking about?
The last Saturday class.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wrote some things down about that idea of, you know, having tea, inviting your fear to tea. I can't find where I wrote it. And there was something so specific because it was like an aha moment. And I don't know where I wrote it because I have my journal for this class and it's driving me crazy.
If I was psychic, I could tell you. but I don't know.
I can't find it.
And I don't remember everything I say, right? So, I mean, it's always a marvel to me when you guys afterwards say, oh, remember when you said this? And it's like, well, it sounds like the way I think, but I don't necessarily remember saying that exact thing, right? So
the feeling I had with that is because you've taught us that technique of inviting, you know, your fear to tea, your anger to tea, different things that you're really struggling with. And it just didn't resonate with me for some reason. But that time, you know, last Saturday or I don't remember when it was, but
I don't remember when it was either.
It was on the 10th.
Thank you, Kathleen. You're right. It was the 10th.
Yeah.
And that was the one I listened to. I wasn't there and I listened to it and it was like, it was the best class. Maybe it was. Oh no, that was last.
So this is
last one. Okay. Well, anyway, the point is that I got it. Like that. I just had to switch the word, and the words to me were show loving kindness to my fear or my anger or my, it was like yeah. Bring it in and give it a hug and say, instead of like being like, ugh, and oh, that's what it was. In your description, it was like at the end you said, instead of like, just, all right, we're done with tea. To step away from the table almost and just let it be, let it sit it with its tea. And my heart just softened and there was some shift there that said, I'm not battling with this. This isn't a battle that I have to win. It's like just embracing this part of me and just allow it to, and soften around it. And I don't know. It just was a really great feeling. And nice. I got it at that time.
Nice. And you kind of bring up then an important piece, which is that, and I think I did mention it. This is an ongoing thing. And you have the option at the end of, I mean, remember, this is in your mind, in your being. These are parts of you. And so you can make the choice to leave and let your little fear sit there and you leave, or it leave and you stay, either one, right? And it doesn't have to be the same every time, but it's a very gentle, symbolic way of saying, this is what I can do right now. I'm still open. I'm still, but right now, this is enough for today. This is enough for today. And that's part of that kindness that we're starting to learn how to bring, really bring that kindness to ourselves and to our fears, you know? So, I know some of you have, here, one second, Lisa. Yeah, I see you. Give me one second. Now, some of you have mentioned to me that the fear is not even on the table. It's like, we're not even going to the fear. We're not ready to even go to fear, right? So what we want to do is bring some aspect of that part of us that doesn't want to go there. Let's have tea with that person, with that little piece, that little girl. There's all women on this call right now. Let's have tea with that part of us. Okay. Here, have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, have a little fancy cookie that I've made for you. And let's talk about it. Why don't you want to go there? It's a opportunity to take away the judgment and the self-loathing that we have for those parts of ourselves. And it doesn't happen overnight. It happens little by little by little. And I can't remember who it was. I think it was one of you who shared that it was you as a little kid. And there was a sense of real caring for what she was experiencing, which was exactly the opposite of what you'd expected. You didn't expect your heart to open up to the hurt that this little one was experiencing. And hopefully that's the kind of places we go where our heart opens up to the fear, to that part of us that was experiencing it. Okay, so with that kind of background, right? Now we still want to go into this without intellectualizing it. So let's go into the technique. I'll just guide you through it. And I recommend that you go back to the same place unless it didn't work for you, in which case let's create something else. Okay. But so let's each of us just, let's take a moment and find our seat. And be very comfortable. Be very comfortable. And allow yourself to feel the support of whatever it is you're sitting on. And when we're doing a technique like this, it's a subtle distinction, but it is helpful to, rather than think that we are settling onto our chair and relaxing our body onto whatever we're sitting on, to have the thought that what we're sitting on is rising up to support us. And whatever we are sitting on is being supported by the earth below it. The floor of wherever your home, the floor of the car, and underneath that, the earth itself. And the earth, all of this is rising up to support you. You're not alone. You're not alone. And then let's take a nice gentle in-breath. And as we exhale, let's take a few moments and a few breaths to soften tightness in the face. Soften any tightness in the jaw and the neck. And as you're softening the jaw and the neck, pay attention to any tightness you might be feeling in the throat. Because fear, you know, it can constrict that throat without us even being aware. And then let's gently soften the shoulders and the arms and the heart, that heart center. Softening the shoulder blades. So there's a sense of softness surrounding that heart center, arms, shoulder blades, the rib cage soft and supportive. And then with your next exhale, take that softness from the crown down through the head, the shoulders, the upper chest, and see if you can soften that solar plexus, that gut area, where a lot of our fear shows up as tightness and gripping. And then let's take a moment now to set the scene. We know what we're here for. We're here to get some more insight and to befriend these fears. So set the scene. And as even as you create it or sense it, do it with a sense of, this is important. I want the message that I care to be in the care that I bring to setting the table or to setting the scene, setting the place for this invitation. And make sure to have a few little treats, something your fear might like to drink. And then when you're ready, invite your fear to come join you. And as it does, take a few moments to notice. What age is this fear? How old is it? As it shows up right now, is it little? Is it big? Is it crouched up tight? Is it acting completely nonchalant and like it doesn't care? What is it dressed as? Is it all tightly, crisply put together? Or is it frazzled and disheveled? And as you get a sense of this fear, the attributes that it's brought with it to you, invite it to sit down if it hasn't already. And if you want to ask its name, this is a nice time, perhaps. Feel it out. Just see what the response is. And then when you feel ready, in your kindest way, offer your fear something to drink. See what it wants, and then prepare it and offer it to your fear. See what it does. And then offer it some little something to eat, to nibble on as you chat. And just notice if it accepts it or if it rejects it. And there's no right or wrong. Just allow it to be what it is. And then when you're ready, ask the question. Ask the question that is most important to you. It might simply be, what are you afraid of? And then listen. And listen with the best listening ears you've ever, ever had. Just listen. And for some of you, this is where the skills to keep the body soft, to allow any of the sensations that might be arising to just be there, just allow them to arise without running away. Just allow yourself to give those sensations attention. Showing up. And for some of you, this right here may be enough. For some of you, you may want to ask, how can I help? What can I do to help? And then at some point, offer your fear as you're listening. You at this point are in charge of what's happening. And when it feels right, offer your fear a treat, a special treat, as a gift, as a kindness. And just notice how she or he or it responds. And notice how you feel. And then let's gently bring this time together to a close and let your fear know that you are not abandoning it. You're not at all ever again going to abandon it, but right now it's time for you to go. But you will be back. That you will be back. And then at this point, you can take your leave and leave your fear with the feast that or the treat that you prepared, or your fear may just on its own get up and dissolve. But in the way that feels right to you, we let the visualization gently dissolve. And each of us now, let's sit for a few moments with what we just experienced. And at this moment, let's not quite yet analyze. What if we just be with the experience? Just be with the sensations that have come through. And then whenever you're ready, bring your hands to your heart and feeling the touch and the warmth of your hand, the gentleness, hopefully, the tenderness. Let's say the loving kindness blessing and just repeat after me. May I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be whole. May I feel loving kindness towards myself. May I be filled with loving kindness for myself. And may I hold myself with loving kindness that I may be at peace. Just breathe into that a few breaths, feeling the chest expanding with that beautiful, beautiful wish for yourself. And then when you're ready, take a gentle inhale. Feel the chest pressing into your palms. And then gently release the palms and bring them back to your lap. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And so I'm torn right now between letting you go off into small groups to share what just happened or what you experienced, or if you'd rather stay in the big group and maybe not everybody can share, but a few of you can share. Can I see, would you prefer small groups? Thumbs up. Okay, we'll stay in the big group. That was easy. So would someone be willing to kind of just start us off with maybe some comments about what you experienced or questions or just sharing with us? Thank you, Kathleen. Yeah.
Well, my situation that came to me is a little different, I think, but my epiphany came at the very end of the meditation. I wish it would have come sooner, but.
Oh, why?
Because now I'm when we're done with class, I've got some work to do.
Oh.
Realized.
Okay.
But it made me realize something. So, my daughter called me crying this morning because she works in healthcare and she had a patient's mom go off on her and she was super upset. And I got the chance to calm her down with techniques and all that stuff. But the thing is she was triggered because of her childhood. Because when I was drinking and I used to yell at her. And so anyway, I got to help her calm down and make her realize that it's, you know, this woman's fear and it's not her fault and all that stuff. But so through this meditation, I realized I haven't really done the work with that 30 something year old mom. Yeah. I'd done the work with my little girl anyway. So it's really good because I couldn't figure out all day why I've had this pit in my stomach since this happened. That pit is always there because it's going to tell me something, just wasn't ready to, you know, and it just came up. So anyway, thank you.
Kathleen, it's so beautiful watching you walk this path with so much authenticity and honesty. It's really a beautiful thing. And I want to share just a little bit because it's so tender. My experience is that not, right? All day long when our kid, we see us, the damage we did, to put it in brutal terms, right? Coming back. And that has been the opportunity for me to move through the shame of what I did. To understand the fears I was having, right? Which is the sacred work you're talking about doing. But I want to tell you, this is the good part of that then. Because the other day, Nat and I were sitting in here and she was, you know, having some struggling again. And I was able to say to her with no heat, just as data, honey, you were raised with, if you hadn't spilled the milk, then none of the rest of this would have happened and we're all late. Our lives are screwed. The world is all done because you spilled that milk. And I put the weight of the world on you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't true. That's what I was taught to do, right? And the relief. That, you know, she doesn't need to be afraid to tell me, oh, mom, I just figured this out in therapy. She doesn't need to go searching. I'm right here to tell her. This is the legacy of our family.
Yeah.
And this is what you were raised with. And I'm here to tell you now, that wasn't true. There is no way a little 10-year-old girl is responsible for all of the ills of the world.
Right.
And so this work you're doing, Kathleen, and you're walking it with so beautifully this is why we're doing it for moments like this, because you are helping your daughter to heal with everything you're doing, you know, and how beautiful she called you.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. No, it was a gift, and it was even a bigger gift. Now I'm realizing more as the day has progressed, but
yeah. It's like our soul knows, our whole being knows what it needs to heal. And it's ready to tell us when we're ready to listen. It really is. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Lisa, did I see you want to, Lisa, two eyes? Were you about to unmute or?
Well, earlier, and now I'm a little over emotional, but I just wanted to say what surprised me about my reaction yesterday was that I, as Nat will say, right, which I couldn't remember what happened after this. And that surprised me. And I know that's the regulate part and do those steps and take the time and soften. But I was really, once again, surprised. It felt like it kind of came out of nowhere, but there's a lot going on right now. So
When we did the technique just now,
yes,
were you able to stay with it as we did it today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Were we there too long or was it?
No, it was okay.
It was okay. All right.
You know, I could feel my heart rate increasing, but that was okay. And what came to tea was, you know, me with the newborn. And the burden of, how am I going to keep this kid alive? This is all up to me. and just the overwhelming fear with that.
How did you respond to her when she shared that with you?
It's a big job. That's, you know, like, let me wrap you in a blanket. And that one too, you know. Let me pour you a cup of tea.
Oh, what did that feel like?
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So that's, you just sit with that feeling, right? That, to be able to wrap her in a blanket and the baby and really take those fears seriously and with such kindness say, yeah, it's a big job. Here's some tea. Here, I'm here. I mean, that's like beautiful. How do you feel right now?
I feel okay. I'm just a little weepy. Okay. But I guess softened, a little more compassionate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Kathleen. Would somebody else be willing to share?
I didn't have a really strong experience, but I had a hard time with my fear. I knew exactly the sensation, but it was the imagery of that fear was not. It was like it felt like a cartoon. It didn't feel like it wasn't ready to say, this is here I am. It was bubbly and weird. It was very weird. And his name was Arnold. I don't know. That was clear as day, but it was not a, it didn't want to share anything or be, it was just bubbly, gray and sticky. And I couldn't get past that, you know, it, but it was the exact feeling that I have, you know, it, that it was the feeling, the manifestation of the feeling state, actually. So when you were guiding us through it being almost personified, it didn't want to budge. It didn't want to leave that feeling state. So I don't know.
So it didn't respond to the offering of a drink. It didn't respond to the offering of a treat. That's okay, but you still offered, right?
I did, but yeah. I didn't really, because it wouldn't, I didn't really know what to, I couldn't visualize much of an offering. Like it just, I was almost waiting for it to respond, and it, because it just bubbled, it didn't, it had eyes and a name.
But so this is part of the, in the meditation, we have something already prepared, right?
Yeah.
So that we have something to offer. And yeah, you know that in just like that, you can change a cup of tea to a chocolate milkshake, just like that. But we have something ready, mm-hmm, because as you just experienced, and some of you may, there's sometimes there's a little resistance. I mean, it's not like we're intimate best friends with our fear yet. This is the process of getting there, right? And so having these things kind of ready is kind of helps us to get past the natural resistance. I'm going to just use a technical term to engaging with this, right? And little by little, just little by little. And what's, and this is the work is, I mean, no, this is when I said at the time, don't analyze it right away. This is what we do afterwards. And we go, oh, I'm not ready either. I'm not ready either. I'm not sure I'm ready to quite know. So we can take it slow. And the response of the fear or the, even the energy that says, I don't really want to even talk about that fear, is another thing to be kind with and understanding with, because when we're feeling it in ourselves, okay, I've invited you, but I'm not really sure. I'm doing it because Karen said, I'm not really sure I want to get to know you yet. You know, we want to be kind and tender to that instead of going, no, I have to do this because this is part of the class and I need to get my assignment done. It's like, no, we need to be gentle with that part of us. By being gentle with the sticky grayness, you're being gentle with your, do you see how it all just ties together? Yeah. Brenda, yeah.
I just have a question. So mm-hmm, if it's different each time you do it, like, I guess I think of fear as like one big thing, but this is asking fear to come in as a specific, like a specific type of fear or a thing you're afraid of. And so,
well, the way we're doing it today, we're kind of opening it up. Lisa had a specific instance, right, from yesterday's class that she brought to the table. Kathleen brought this incident today with her daughter, but she could have brought, you know, the thing from the fire a few days ago, right, a week ago. So, and each time you bring it, we do this, we don't know what's going to come. And so this is where this, I mean, unless it's something you've, like if Lisa works with this again, it might be the same. If April works with that again, it might be the same, but we're not always working with the same fear or the same shame or the same event that is triggering it. And so what we're learning to do is to really just trust those deeper parts of us to show up and reveal something to us by how they show up. If it's the same thing again and again and again, that tells you something. If it's something different each time, that tells you something too. And it's all just information helping you become more intimate and knowing of what's going on deep inside you, those parts of you. Does that help?
So you don't need to try to have the same one from the week. You know, if I hadn't done it since that Saturday class, like, I guess I kept thinking that was going to be the same thing and then it wasn't. And so then I'm kind of like, I'm afraid of how many things are in there.
Well, fair, right? And which is why you ask that question, what are you afraid of? It's like, you know, even today when I did it, and I have worked this through for it, my little girl that was there today was like, I'm afraid of my dad, because he used to hit us with stuff, you know, and hang us in the air and just kind of like hang us up and hit us. And not a ton, but enough. And she just crawled right into my back and right up into my heart. And I said, what can I do? She said, don't let him hit me anymore. And I was like, okay, you know, and even though he's 92, he can still hit. Not with the belt or the brush or the rice paddle, but you know, he can still hit. And so it was just this very sweet, quick little thing. And it was like, oh, all right. So we show up, and if we can learn, and this is part of the learning, is how to just show up. And all these little pieces reveal themselves and wholeness. So yeah, we don't know always. Yeah. Well, ladies, it's 4:50 and I've got another class that starts at 5. So are there any last questions or anything? I want to just take us out with a short meditation so we feel okay as we go back into our worlds. Okay. So if there's no other question, then let's find our Kelsey. Yeah.
It's very quick. I just want to say that thank you to everybody, because all of the experiences shared have given me so much permission to be with my own experience. So I just wanted to be grateful for everyone here.
Thank you, Kelsey. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. All right. So let's find our seat. And let's really, really bring ourselves right here, right now. Feeling the weight of your bottom pressing in to whatever you're sitting on. Feeling whatever it is beneath your feet. Becoming aware of the air around you as it moves across the skin of your arms or your face or your hands. Listening to the sounds around you. And then taking a nice, gentle in-breath, exhaling, softening from your crown, down through your torso, softening into your seat and your feet, letting go of any resistance or tightness or gripping, and allowing yourself to accept the support of your chair, whatever you're sitting on right now, right here, right now, supporting you. feeling the support of the earth, the floor beneath you, the chair beneath you. Feeling the support and the unfolding of the air that is flowing around you. And having that awareness that right here, right now, you are safe. Right here, right now, you are physically safe. And can you take a deep breath in and calm the body, softening the body right here, right now. I'm okay. I am safe. And then bring into the heart the thought of someone who makes your heart smile. And think about them. Think about them. Let that feeling of your heart smiling grow in this soft, receptive space that you've created in the heart, that you've opened in the heart. The heart's smiling. And as you feel that feeling of the heart smiling, breathe into it. As you exhale, let it expand. Let it expand through your being. And now let's rest here with this feeling inside us. Let go of the thought of the person or the pet that brought you the smile. And for a few moments, let's all, each of us, sit here all together. With a smiling heart. And as you enjoy that feeling, know that you created that feeling with just a thought. With just a thought. You have the power to move through the fear thoughts and choose these thoughts. You can do this. You can do this. All right, my dears, I'm going to leave you with feeling good, feeling with that smile in your heart, and I will see you back on Saturday. Good night, everybody.